Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia, the supervisor you've requested. How may I assist you?
What is your name?
Amia.
How do you spell that?
A-M-I-A.
A-M-I-A. Okay. I have a charge on my charge card for $49.89, and it's according to the lady I just spoke with. She said I must have taken a survey where I would get something for free, and this is the shipping charges. I never did that. I would never do that. I would never pay $49.89 for shipping charges. Or do the survey.
First and last name?
Margaret A. Grenier. G-R-E-N-I-E-R.
Billing address for security purposes, please.
65 Hull Street, H-U-L-L, Street, Jamestown, Rhode Island, 02835.
Thank you for that information. Reviewing the account shows that there was a survey that was taken back in December expressing that you want a Dyson vacuum. Do you not recall when taking that survey?
Never, ever.
Okay, ma'am.
No.
Just asking a question. Could someone in your household possibly entered that contest?
No, my husband, but he wouldn't have done it.
Okay, so, yes, ma'am. It shows that this contest was confirmed before the completion of the transaction. It went through a screening system showing that it was a non-fraudulent transaction, and all information does matches back to you, Mrs. Margaret.
It's not me. I'm sorry. Nobody else in this house would have done it.
Well, it was done on one of your devices with your information.
Through what company?
I'm not sure what company you would have took the survey with.
Well,
ma'am,
I also looked you up online, and there's other people that got scammed the same amount of money, and they never did anything. And I wouldn't
Because they entered the contest, and they didn't go over the terms, conditions, ma'am. So I do understand that when people are frustrated, they say things out of anger. However, this information did go through a screening system, and it shows that it was presented before the completion of the transaction.
I was sick then. I doubt very much if it was me. I wouldn't have agreed to anything that there was a shipping charge of $49.89.
Yes, ma'am. It wasn't a shipping charge. It was a subscription charge that provided recipes to the email that helps reduce sugars and carb cravings. Now, I do see where they did go ahead and cancel the account.
I belong to Weight Watchers. I wouldn't have done that.
No problem. I do understand where they canceled the account for you. Did they provide you that cancellation number?
They're going to give me the money back, refund?
No, I was asking, did they provide you a cancellation number confirming that this account has been canceled?
No.
All right, I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
What was the cancellation number for?
It's just confirming that the account is canceled and there will be no charges coming out moving forward.
For what?
Moving forward, there will be no charges coming off the account.
Charges for what?
To provide you recipes, ma'am.
I would never. That's ridiculous. Never. It wasn't me. Give me the cancellation number, please. Would she hang up on me?
No, ma'am. I'm still here.
Oh. What's the number, please?
C as in Charlie.
C.
920.
Yep. 538. Wait a minute. C. 5?
No, ma'am. It's C as in Charlie. The number 9.
20. 20.
238.
238. 255. 255. Okay. I don't know what I'm canceling, but...
You're canceling a subscription, ma'am. That would be an email sent to you regarding the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours. Once again, the account is canceled, and there will be nothing coming off the account moving forward.
I want the $49.89.
That charge is valid on the account, ma'am.
It is not.
Okay.
I'll call the Attorney General's office and I'll fight this.
Yes, ma'am,
it's
that's
not
understandable,
valid.
But you can risk of losing that dispute due to the fact that the information is valid on the account. Give me one brief moment. Let me see what I can do about a refund. Ma'am.
Where was this done? Online?
One brief moment, please.
She said it had to do with recipes for recipes for less sugar and whatever else. I never did anything like that.
Yes, ma'am. Due to the fact that you are expressing that you're going to dispute the transaction, we would really hate for you to have the risk of losing that dispute. We're just going to go ahead and reverse that $49.89 back into your account. It will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. The cancellation number is still the same. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service.
Is there a number I can call back if this doesn't happen?
The same number you called earlier.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service.